This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sorry about that. I'm always singing along.
You're rocking out.
Yeah, we were, me and Nicole, we have a little
clip of the day right there.
I don't think
so. Oh my God, Nicole, that post you made was incredible. I got to go back and look at it again because it was so great.
Yep.
And I couldn't focus on it the way I needed to. What was that?
She won't post that of herself. I'm like, no. Give that to me. I'll post it.
I sent that to Bryn to use that instead.
How old are you in that?
I had to be like 4 or 5.
And that's from our Selena conversation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That Selena conversation really has some legs.
Yeah.
I mean, this is right. We have spent the whole week talking about Selena.
Well, I sent that to Bryn to use that instead of me singing. Like, let's just not use that. And then. I sent that to him. He goes, oh, adorable. I was like, okay, so what is he going to use? And then I saw him. He posted the clip, the singing clip. And then the next day, I was like, I just set myself up for that with the photos.
Yeah. Hey, we all suffer on the show, okay?
Yes, your suffering has only just begun.
Mm-hmm. Welcome.
That's the gig.
To torture you.
I mean, they're not bad photos.
So you want to be in radio.
So.
No, they're adorable. So the photos in question here, you can find them on the Alice973 Instagram page. It's little Nicole. Little, with her Mr. Microphone, and is Selena like on the TV or something? Like,
that's from my baby book, and my aunt made it, and so she cut out the, you know, back in newspapers they had like,
yes,
the,
there was a picture of
back
Selena
in the day,
yeah.
Back yeah. in newspapers.
Remember when there were newspapers? Remember that?
Wow, that's a cold splash of water. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The ancient days.
No,
remember when your
I
hands
can't
used to be covered
that.
In ink?
I don't seem to recall.
Yeah, it was like you can a catalog or whatever. But so she cut that out and put it in there.
It wasn't even a newspaper. It was a freaking
catalog.
So she made like a little collage in the baby book.
She put it in there because she knew, we all knew that's what I was singing to.
The funniest thing though, it's so funny to see people you know as little kids.
Yeah.
You know, because you see they're in there. They're in the face. Like, I mean, it's
my haircut.
The eyebrows. Oh, the haircut. The haircut is delicious. It's the little kid haircut like your mom probably cut your
it's
hair.
It's like a mushroom cut.
It's a mushroom
it's
cut.
Adorable.
It's a little Dutch boy, right? A little bang going across the front.
I rocked that till probably like 4th grade.
Oh, yeah. That's a good, solid look. So there she is with her little Mr. Microphone and like just in the living room singing the song.
Well, the story, just to recap, was that I watched Selena on Netflix. It's a series with my wife on Saturday night, and my wife was freaking out. Like, she's so into Selena. And I knew she was, but I didn't realize that she was going to start going like, oh, man. And when I worked at the restaurant that my dad owned, then I would have put, anytime I worked, I put Selena on, and everyone would go, oh, God, Selena again. But I'd listen to it. And I'm sitting there going, I got Selena on the TV. I'm hearing Selena stories from the left. What is this? And then when I told these guys, Bryn breaks into song.
It's a full-on thing, man.
And then Nicole tells us that's how she was. She was Selena babysat her.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that is the perfect explanation of
well,
my childhood.
And as you said, Brinny, that's how we cracked the code of Nicole. We've always trying to get her to sing, and she couldn't help herself. You started playing Selena, and she starts singing.
And then when I go in the other room, you know, because I'm home broadcasting, and everybody's just outside this door, I go out there and I go, oh my God, I should have known Bryn would share this with you. You two are like music brothers or something. Music family.
Stevie B bros.
So she goes, so I go, he just breaks right into song. She goes, which one? Oh my God, I don't know.
No one knows which one. Impossible to say. One of them. Oh my God. Anyway, the pictures are so cute. I love little kid pictures. It's adorable. You know,
that's on our Alice at 973 Instagram, right?
Yeah,
I'm very into it in those pictures.
Clearly,
you're still into it. Who are you kidding?
Right, that's true. It's the thing too about kids. Once they find something they love, they just do not care who sees them, or they'll talk about it to you and just incessantly. Like they're not picking up on the social cues. Like, hey, enough about Selena already.
Mm-hmm. No
All
doubt.
Right, go in your room and sing the songs. I'm not going to sit here and watch your concert.
I just can't believe my parents will let me watch that. And especially the ending where she was shot. And I'm like, look, that's the innocent kid.
And you know why? Because they had time to themselves. And that is so important.
It's crucial.
It's precious.
You have
it's
no
precious.
Idea. I had no idea until now just how badly you want
they're
a
like,
couple
oh, she's
hours.
Fine. Someone's getting shot. They're fine.
No, it's but when we start the movie over, she'll be alive again.
Yeah.
Totally,
yeah.
Fine. Totally fine. So are you a huge J-Lo fan too? Because she
I actually saw her about three years ago now in Vegas for her residency. And what was funny was she didn't play any Selena songs, but she was about to sing one of her slow songs. And I think it was from this one animation movie. I forget the name of it, but anyways, she was going to sing the slow song, and then somebody in the crowd just screams, like, I love you, Selena. And then the whole crowd just erupts. So that's what everybody still knows her
it's
as.
It's still a big part of her
and she
resume.
Was like, she's like, thank you. I love you, too. And I was like,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's so
it's interesting because I don't, again, I don't know. I didn't know Selena, but when I was watching the series, I'm knowing her through this new actress that I didn't know.
Yeah.
And then when they show real footage of her, I'm like, those two bodies
alike.
Are completely different.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when you mentioned that that's why J-Lo did the gig. It's because
she had some back door.
The real Selena had a big pooper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And couldn't be. I'm surprised that they chose who they did for the TV series because this lady's very boxy.
Yeah. Did you
She's
finish
not
it?
Nearly.
Yep. Are you?
No,
are
I
you
haven't. No.
Okay. I finished it yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. It's,
I'm so sorry.
I'm not sad. It's interesting because where it left off, and it's like, okay, it says part one, so you know there's going to be a part two because she didn't die. She hasn't died yet.
Yeah, no, she's still.
Right.
So, but
it
the
ends
wigs,
where it ends.
And I like how they focus on every other member of the family, not just her. So
gotta drag it out. Make that money, man.
Yeah, but I don't like is the bad, just the production value is so low. Like they're driving and the green screen is so awful, and then their wigs are bad, awful wigs, and it's just like, where was the budget? There's no, like, story's
maybe
great.
They'll get more for the second season.
Hopefully.
Because the first season was popular. Although maybe the first season, maybe it's just like you guys and Christina and
the three of us.
It's hard to say. I definitely didn't know the phenomena that is Selena.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, sorry, we've taken
know.
Up too much of the trash time. What's coming up in the trash here,
right.
Sarah? What do you got?
Do
for
I?
Us?
I don't know. Do I have time for this? Trash is brought to you by National Christmas Card Day. Today's the day, you guys. Get those cards into the mail. Not only because, look, it's only a couple weeks until Christmas, and you want to make sure they get there in time, but also because people are lonely. They want to hear from their friends and family, and you know, do your Christmas if you do Christmas cards. I haven't done Christmas cards in a couple of years. I think I'm done with Christmas cards.
Aww.
Go drive to people's houses and do chalk cards on their driveway. They love
it. That's nice. I don't, you know, a lot of people I would send cards to live out of state, and I'm really averse to traveling right
now.
That's
a long drive.
It is kind of a long drive. Someday when I have an RV, I'll do that, but I'll be doing it in the summer. Here's your early Christmas card. Here you go. Happy holidays, love, Sarah and John, and whatever kid might be with us. Anyway, your card will make somebody's holiday season. You know, keep that in mind. Send your damn card out. It's lockdown again. And so if you're looking for stuff to watch because you feel like you've watched it, turns out I haven't watched everything. I'm looking at these top TV shows of 2020, and I had to dig to find someone who liked The Queen's Gambit in their top shows. I'm like, what? How is this not the top show of the whole year? Better Call Saul tops a lot of these lists. Rolling Stone did one. Their number one is Better Call Saul, then Lovecraft Country, which I fell off of.
I fell off of it, too.
I liked it the first couple episodes, and I just don't think I'm going back to that. It was good, but I don't know. It got really weird, and they were getting places too fast. Something called...
to say the least.
Yeah. I mean, I was fine with it at first because it's you think it's sort of one thing. It goes sort of weird, but then they're like continuing this quest. And I'm like, this is just getting, So I fell off it. Then something called Brockmire. I May Destroy You. The Good Lord Bird. Normal People. What We Do in the Shadows. I'm like, what are all these shows? Hmm. They've got
a lot of work to do, apparently.
Apparently. I don't know. I mean, there's a huge, huge list of shows I've never seen, which I feel like I've been watching everything. There's something called Slate.com. They mentioned their top ones were Ted Lasso on Apple TV, The Great Pottery Throwdown on HBO Max. They actually list The Queen's Gambit, which I felt like, finally, I find someone who's listed that. Mashable gave their number one spot to Little America on Apple TV. Variety liked Steven Universe Future on Cartoon Network. That was their big show. Hmm. And something called I Hate Susie, the Amber Ruffin show, which I do like her, but I have not settled into that show. Something called Immigration Nation. I just, you know, there's tons of shows out there. I was actually wondering, Brittany, if maybe we could post some of those year-end lists. You want me to see
Any of the stuff you just mentioned.
I know, and I feel like all I do is look for stuff to watch on TV. So maybe if I put these up, then people can, you know, have a clue
to watch. Look, we've got another lockdown and Christmas vacation, so plenty of people are going to be looking for stuff to watch.
That is for sure.
Ted Lasso is Jason Sudeikis.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone watched that? Yeah, no. And what is Ted Lasso on? Is that an HBO thing?
What is this
Ted
on?
Lasso, Apple TV. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, not everybody has a lot of these things.
Yeah, I don't have Apple TV Plus.
Listen, just make sure you watch The Queen's Gambit. That's the one. I just got that show. I'm super bummed I'm done with it. Maybe I can watch it again. Anyway, Brittany, I'll send you this. And then I don't know if you can just...
I'll put it up at a...
Yeah, go through the links and Facebook put a few page. Of them up. If you're looking for something to watch tonight, you got Dr. Seuss The Grinch Musical. It's at 8 o'clock on NBC, and it stars the teacher from Glee as the Grinch.
That is a no, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, maybe there's a big Grinch fan out there.
But it's the teacher from Glee, Vin.
That is a big N-O. Sorry.
Yeah.
I better be able to find something. That's really...
Well, here's what else
like,
you can watch at 8 o'clock tonight.
I have those feelings at times where I get off... The thing that gets me off the couch is the thing that's on the TV where I just go, I can't. Be sitting here doing
if
this.
I can't change that, I'm not gonna
if there's not
here.
Something better on, then I'm out of here.
Also at 8 o'clock tonight over on Fox, it's The Masked Singer, The Holiday Sing-Along. So I guess it's a special and all the masked singers are gonna come out and
it's a big show.
This I actually thought of you, Vinny, because I thought maybe Vinny would enjoy it. 8 o'clock tonight over on ABC, they have the season premiere. This is the 8th season of this. First time hearing of it. Something called The Great Christmas Light Fight, which sounds like a Christmas decoration contest.
Oh.
Which
well,
I wonder if your neighbors will be featured in.
Oh.
They've done such a spectacular job. I don't know if I've painted the wrong picture. We're really lucky. Their war has resulted in us having the best view in the bay. Like,
that's
we're
awesome.
Really happy with it. It's not a problem.
No.
We're not trying to get into that fight. We did some decorations, but one of the things my wife showed me is she goes, I feel like this family, and it's a camera panning across this house that's just done the best job ever. And then they get to the neighbor's house, which is very dark. Dark, no lights, nothing, no decorations. And then there's a little sign that says ditto, and it points to the neighbor's house.
We have the spirit. We just don't have the energy.
And we don't want to cause a blackout either. Right. So we're just going to say,
and our PG&E bill's already through the roof. We can't afford to do Christmas lights.
Yeah, I just thought, oh, there it is. That's one way to deal with the light wars. Anyway, yeah, that's, I'm sure, look, right now you want to be in the season or in the, you know, feel that sort of spirit. That might help.
Tesla is in the news today. They're going to do a $5 billion stock offering, and Elon Musk is moving to Texas. He's moving
Homeboy has left.
Yeah.
He's gone. I read that and thought, sheesh.
Tesla said Tuesday it's looking to raise about $5 billion in capital through a stock offering. The announcement came the same day Elon said, I've moved to Texas. F you, California.
Mm-hmm.
The stock sale's the second for them in 3 months. In September, it said it planned to sell about $5 billion just a day after a 5-for-1 stock split took effect. So Musk said that he's moved to Texas. He says California has taken innovators for granted. And he could also be moving because Texas has no income tax.
That's a big part of it. But also the state is like, we have lots of space for you.
Huge swaths of land.
And it's half the price of what you pay. Less than half the price.
A tenth, probably.
One tenth the price.
You can have it all. We'll give it all to you. Just come here and bring your tax base here. So no income tax would be great for him. He's worth billions of dollars.
I can imagine those conversations are just, and what else can we give you, right?
Mm. Texas? What else would you like, Mr. Musk?
Hewlett Packard just moved there.
A lot of people. I mean, I guess he's moving. They're thinking it's going to be close to Austin, I guess, address undisclosed, because Tesla's building a new factory there. SpaceX, also, that's another Musk-led company, has operations nearby. He said he's been working on the move for months. He threatened to relocate Tesla's Palo Alto headquarters and future manufacturing to Texas because he was having, remember, he had that big fight because he was like, we have to keep making these cars.
Right.
Our people need to come to work.
I don't doubt he will relocate at all. His statements about California weren't,
Not friendly, right?
The one statement I read, and I kind of was rushing through it. I had a really busy day yesterday, but it was something like, you know, when you win too much, you get lazy, and California's gotten lazy. And I'm like, the state? All right, whatever.
Yeah, okay,
you know,
sir.
Bon voyage. I don't know what to say, you know. Okay, have a good one.
Right. It would be great if we paid less taxes here. Also, it would, you know, be great if every place was like California, but it isn't. You know, you pay a premium to live here. There's no question. And many people are sick of paying that premium, and some people say it's not worth it.
You know, this is, especially in San Francisco, it's a very progressive area. And as far as tech goes, they've not only have they been picketed by the people who don't want tech around, and not only have they been overcharged for everything, I mean, okay, or maybe they've paid their fair share.
Right.
But a lot of times it's not worth it. You could do this somewhere else. You don't have to be here.
You could.
But I don't blame them. And frankly, the problems in the city are too numerous and too big to name.
They seem unsolvable sometimes.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I definitely see things where they're like, we're going to have to figure out how to give people money so they can live. And I'm like, this homeless problem is not going to be solved by giving people money.
No.
I don't. What?
Okay. Yeah. I don't know how to solve it.
I don't have
that's
a suggestion, so I just keep my mouth shut about it.
But I know. That's the thing. It's like,
somebody's got to figure it out.
Where's my great idea?
You can't have tents on the streets.
No.
Elon said if a team is winning for too long, they tend to get complacent.
That's it. And he was talking about the state of California.
Says California's been winning too long.
Uh-huh.
And so also
like,
on
it's
that,
time for us to lose? I don't get it.
That the great Christmas light fight, Sarah?
Yes.
There's a San Jose property on there.
Oh.
That's going to be featured on that show.
On tonight's episode?
I'm not sure which episode. It just says San Jose's Matos Orchards to be featured on this show.
All right. Cool. Well, if you watch that, look for our hometown heroes.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. I'm completely out of time. All right, Vincent, what is coming up in the news?
Well, I really want to talk about Selena. Just kidding.
All right.
Okay.
If that's what you want.
I believe we burned up 15 minutes on that already. At what point do people decide their marriage needs a third person?
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. I'll tell you after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.